tell me, where would I be without Jesus? Tell me, where would I spend eternity? I'd be lost in a world so full of sorrow. Without my Jesus, where would I be? Tell me, where would I be without Jesus? Oh, tell me, where would I spend Yes, it's little by little and day by day, little by little in every way, Jesus is changing me. Yes, it's little by little and day by day, little by little in every way, Jesus is changing me. He's changing me, my blessed Savior. I am not the same person that I used to be. Sometimes it's slow going, but there's a knowing that some
little by little. praise reports, actually once a praise report and once something good that God did for me. But, well, he's all the time doing something for me, and he's changing me every day, by the way. And I'm thankful to see Marisa and David here and the baby. And I didn't tell that many people, but maybe four or five knew that I had gone for a simple bone scan on my feet because I'm having a lot of problems with them. And it turned out that I was there like 2.5 hours on the table because they wanted to do a full body scan because they had detected something that might be cancer, bone cancer. So I was like, okay, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. Just go ahead, you know, whatever. And so it took a week for them to finally call me. I went in for my appointment today for them to tell me the results. And he sat with me and he said, I have never seen as much arthritis in a person as you have. He said, I've got it all over on my feet, my legs, my back. My I said, no wonder I'm hurting all the time. He said, yeah. He said, I don't know how you do it. Do you take any medicine? I said, no. And so I said, I had to take Flexeril once in a while when I know I'm not going anywhere in the morning because, you know, it's kind of groggy and I don't want to drive when I'm groggy. Anyway, he said, we're going to have to either do surgery or braces. So right now I'm thinking that you might want to do braces first and see how that works on your feet. And I wish somebody would always go with me because I never remember what everything they say. But it's something that is getting worse that I, you know, I need braces on my feet. And I thought, okay, that's all right. I'm old anyway. I'm not young. I don't have to worry about looking good and all that with my feet. So anyway, that's one. I mean, I'm thankful. I'm thankful it wasn't cancer. I'm thankful it wasn't anything that cannot be helped. And the reason I don't say much because I feel so like, you know, I don't want to complain. I mean, after seeing what Sister Inez going through, that to me, it's like mine. Everything about me is like very minor, and so I don't want to say anything about it. So I know that God is in control. Well, Friday, Sam's trying to get some gas, and my car kept shaking and finally died. And the guys had to, one that worked and one was a customer, moved my car to the side, and he said, it sounds like the fuel pump to me. And I said, well, I don't know. I'm not a mechanic, so I don't know. I'm just going to have to call, get it towed. So they did. They came and towed it off. And Monday morning, they called me from the garage, and they said it was going to be, it was a fuel pump, and it was going to be $800 plus tax. And I just said, okay, thank you. Oh, sorry. I forgot to turn my phone off. Anyway, I'm sorry. Anyway, he said it was $800 plus tax, and there were, and I said, okay, I mean, what could I say? Oh, I don't have no money, you know. I said, okay, thank you. Go ahead, do what you got to do. So as soon as I got off the phone, I said, Lord, you know what, how much money I have in my checking account. You know all about me. You have never failed me. You always come through for me. So I'm just going to leave this in your hands, Lord. Whatever happens, you know, it's because of you. And, you know, if they fix it and it's got to sit there for till I can get the money, that's fine. So he calls me yesterday at 2 o'clock. Hey, Ms. Fisher, got some good news. I said, let me hear it. He said, instead of $800, it's going to be $84. I'm like, what? And I said, oh, my goodness, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I said, that was God. I told him, that's God. He goes, well, okay. He said, but we found, when we were going to take the fuel pump out, we found a hose that was not connected. I mean, it wasn't giving gas to the fuel pump or something like that. Anyway, you mechanics probably know what he's talking about. But he said, you know, we just had to replace that, and we had to do this couple of things here and there. And he goes, that's all you got to pay. And I said, oh, my God, thank you. Thank you. You made my day. So I hung up, and I was on cloud nine, you know, and so thankful. And I thought, my goodness. I mean, it took a while for me to not grow out but grow up, you know, to trust in God. You know, I always used to say, God is in control, but I wasn't letting him take control. I was always trying to help him. I was always trying to worry and wonder about this, but I am so thankful that he's teaching me and helping me to not to worry, that, you know, that's what he's there for. And I just want to give him, you know, brag about him and say he's the most amazing, awesome God. And I love him. And just the other day also, I can't remember who it was, you know, I've talked to so many people. As a matter of fact, somebody called me today, asked me about the service Sunday. I said, oh my goodness, you called the wrong person. I said, I can't retain stuff that happens much less, you know, almost a week, 4 days, whatever. And anyway, but this person that was talking to me and about what's going on, I mean, I'm not the person you talk to, okay, about what's going on in the world and all that. I mean, you know, it's not that I don't care. It's just that I can't do anything about it, so I'm not going to worry about it. And they were like, you just seem to have a peace about it. I said, you know what? Because we might have a president, but God is king. He's over him. He's allowing things to happen. I said, it's Bible times. It's what's going on. It's what's supposed to be happening and this and that. She goes, you know what? She said, where do you go to church? And I told her. And she said, I have never, he goes, seen or talked to someone that is not scared. I goes, I am scared. She used some words, very proper words. And I said, do you go to church? No. And she said, well, maybe you need to start thinking about going to church, especially in this time and age. And it's never too late. And so the girl was at Walmart. Maybe I don't even know her, but I don't ever meet strangers, you know. I might not know their names, but I talk to everybody, you know. And I have so many people. I go to aerobics class, and Stan will later, do you know her? I go, no. You talk? Well, I know. I just talk. I like to talk to people, you know. So, and I even invite people in the water to church and stuff. Everybody's, you know, got some kind of ailment in their body. That's why they're there for, to get better. But anyways, back to my amazing God. I mean, he's not just mine, but our God, that I am so, so thankful that I'm serving him, and that nothing, you know, I'm not allowing anything to get me down like I used to, because I know myself. I know that I have grown up in that area there, that God showed me that I have advanced a little bit. You know, I'm not going to say I'm way up there. I'm not. I'm just saying that is something big for me to be able to take these trials and storms and whatever God throws my way and just praise him through the storm, praise him through everything. And because he's worthy, he's so worthy of my praise. He's, oh my God, I could not live without him. And I'm so thankful that I get to come to church, and don't let it get me down. If I don't have a way, I'm going to hitchhike or, you know, call somebody. But I get my car tomorrow, by the way, and I go get to see my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law, which I haven't seen over a week, and I'm having withdrawals. So anyway, I appreciate and I love each one of you.
I enjoyed, yes, Brother Smith Sunday. Yes. I enjoyed hear what I felt here tonight. And I was thinking how that, you know, he was yesterday or Sunday, he was talking about to not to worry about the Lord coming back then. You know, they knew, they saw there had to be a falling away first. And then I got to thinking about how that in Corinthians, Paul said that there's You know, that he's laid the foundation. There's not another foundation that can be laid but that was laid, and that's Jesus Christ. And look at that foundation. It's still here. It really is. Now, not everybody listened to what he said when he said, take heed how you build thereon. But the foundation is sure. We can build on that foundation. Now, you can build, as he said, wood. Yeah, wood's pretty, that's pretty good, isn't it? That's strong, you know, and hay's not quite so strong, but you can get by with it. I know people, they want to build it out of mud. You know, they wanted to put some straw up there and put some mud on it and stubble. And I thought, well, you know, you can build, and this is what they've done on this foundation, is they've built with natural love. That's wood. That's pretty good. I mean, you know, I can get my family together and a few people that I love, and we can build something on this foundation, and it won't take the fire, but it'll stand for a while, you know, and you can take hay, which is righteousness. It's really self-righteousness, you know, and you know, if you look out here and see what they've built, what, you know, I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but you have more fights in a church, a religious hate. That's bad. You know, they're not building right when we can fight with one another. But that's what causes it, is our self-righteousness. I deserve this. Or I've been here so long, you know, I deserve that. Somebody's got to listen to me. You know, that's all. Haven't you heard all of those things? I have. But I don't want to be like that. I want to build right. And then the last thing is stubble. And stubble is, you know what stubble is? It's what's left after it's been harvested. That's it. There's nothing in stubble that can produce a seed. Nothing. And that's the doctrine. You know, you can build on something that has already been harvested. You can take the truth, you know, and that's what stubble is, a sprinkle of the truth. It's just enough to hold it together. But if we'll learn, if we'll really learn what he was trying to teach us, that if we can build with gold and silver and precious stones, if we can build with God's love, not our love doesn't make it, but God's love does. His love can stand the fire. It only gets better. It only gets purer the more fire that it goes through. And righteousness, true righteousness, you know, we're counted righteous, but we've got to get to the place that we are righteous, that we want to do what's right. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do it because you love him. You'll do the right thing, and that's true righteousness. You can build. You build on those things. There's something going to happen. Really is, and then gold, silver, and precious stones. That's the doctrine. That's, you know, we have, and that's what we're trying to get back. Do you know it's the pearl of great price? It's something that when you stick it out there, it dazzles you. It will reflect and grab your attention. It won't be like they've got They've got dead doctrine out there. It won't produce anything that's alive, that's really living. And I want, it's the same foundation. It's the one he laid. It's here. And this world, it looks out here and sees the Christian world. And it's a mess. It really is. I want to be careful how I build on this that we have. I want to make it right. I want to get the right doctrine. I want to get the right righteousness in my life. And I want especially the right love, that charity. That's the love that we are striving to do. That's how we will love our brother as ourselves and quit fighting with each other. Because, do you know, that causes me to, every time I see that, the Lord says that that you're to love your brother as yourself. And I have to look at myself and say, would I treat myself, would I do that to me? No. You know, I always, at home, and I guess I've said it too much, but I say, look, when we get it right, see, when we go through the lunch line, I am the last one there. Because everybody else should walk through there and say, look at the best piece of pie or the best piece of chicken, and say, well, I prefer my brother. And so that I'll know that we're perfect when I get the best piece of pie when I walk through. But I like I said, I think I've said it too much, you know. But look, we have to put this in practice. We've got to do this. The world out here is scared. They're afraid. And do you know that that's going to start to attract them? People are going to come in because they're afraid of what's going on. We got to have it right. We've got to have a place for them to come and feel safe. And if we don't build right, if we don't have that in our lives, we're no different than anybody else. I don't want to, I know that we're different. Believe me, don't get me wrong. I know this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And it has changed me as we sing that song, little by little. It's changed me. And that's what will happen. You don't build something overnight. It takes a while. To build something good and strong. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build a place so that those that are out here in this world and they look around and they don't see a place to run. They don't know where to go. We've got a place for them to come in and be able to get hold of this that we have. And so I appreciate, and I'm sorry, I've been stirred up since Sunday. And that's all right. Yes, it is. I appreciate this assembly. I appreciate it's a place where my children and my children's children can come and find out how to build on this foundation. I'm glad that they're here, and I want them to open their eyes. Open their ears and start to hear what's going on so that they've got a chance. They have to make the choice. But right now, their parents give them the chance. They make them come, you know. I mean, I like to think that they want to come. And I think they do. But there'll be a time where they may not want to come. But I know I know this is where they need to be. And I appreciate them having an opportunity to come and really change their lives. You're going to, hopefully, and I don't know if I'm prophesying or not, but you're going to see them change. I'm going to be praying that God gets hold of them and does something in their life that they can reach up and touch His Spirit and let it change something in their life, because that's what they need. That's what we all need. I need that. I still need that. I'm not finished. I'm not where I need to be, but I need a touch. He touched me. That's another song we sang tonight. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And that's what changed me. Caused me to start heading in this direction and start going to church and making my children come to church. And here, I got a couple of them here. It's in spite of me, not because of me. I want to make sure that you know it's in spite of me. But I gave them the opportunity. God did the rest. I just put them in the right environment, put them in the right place. And that's all we can do. You know, I didn't know how to raise kids, and I still don't. I know more than I did when I started, but I'm done. You know, God, we go about it the wrong way. Well, old people ought to have children so they know how to raise them. But I'm kind of glad that doesn't work either, because I ain't got the energy. Can't keep up with them. But I'm glad to be here tonight, and I appreciate, I really, and forgive me if I get loud, you know, but I get excited. And I get loud. Not because I'm anything, but what is here is something. It's something to shout about. It's something to let go of anything that's holding you back, to get in as much as you can, because you'll never find a better place. You'll never find a better place to be than here on a Wednesday night. Just think about it. What everybody else is out there doing. You're blessed. You're blessed. And I appreciate the opportunity to come here tonight.
I'm thankful that I'm here, and I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces, and it's making me excited that I'm here. And it's been a long time since I've been, and I'm just so excited. And I want everybody to know that I love you guys so much, and I keep you guys in my heart all the time. And I just, whenever I go to church in Kansas, I'm saying I wish everybody can just be in one spot, that I can just like see everybody all the time in one spot, because I miss everybody here. And I don't know what to really say. I was thinking about all these things saying when I was sitting down, and nothing's coming out the way I want it to. I'm thankful for everything. And, you know, when we were in Oklahoma City on Sunday, I got the most wonderful blessing that I've had in a very long time. It's hard that when you have a baby, you can't just get up and just go down front because you have the baby. I mean, other people will take him, but it's just hard because your mind isn't on what it needs to be on. It's on, is my child okay? Is he falling? Because he's crawling now, so he's bumping his head on everything. And my mind's not been focused. You know, and Sunday, David had Luke, and I was just down front by myself, and I didn't really want to just go up there because somebody was being prayed for. And somebody just said, get on up there. So I listened, I went up there, and I had the most wonderful blessing that I've had in a very, very long time. And I feel like I needed that, and I feel like God just, you know, I feel really refreshed after that. And I've been looking for a new job, and the day, or was it Monday? Monday, the lady called me at the place I applied for a long time ago, and I just forgot about it, and she said that they want to hire me right away, and it's for a wonderful job, wonderful position. And I don't know, I feel like I got that blessing, and I feel like God was telling me it's going to be okay, and everything is going to, you know, it's going to be okay, and he has me, and he sees where my future is, and I, you know, I may want it to go this way, but he's going to point me in the right direction. But, you know, it's not going to be easy, but he's going to point me in the right direction he wants me to go. And I'm just, I'm so thankful for what God's doing for me and my family. And, you know, when people say, I'm so glad to see you and David, but where's Luke? You know, move, I want to hold him. it's okay. We can spoil our child. It's fine. But I'm just so thankful to be here, and I love you all.